Trump, taxpayers footing the bill for foreign students at Harvard. By Lowell Coffey Law on May 25, 2025. President Donald Trump evoked more political leverage Sunday in his effort to rein in alleged anti-Semitism and racial favoritism at Harvard by arguing U.S. taxpayers fund the education of its foreign students. Why isn't Harvard saying that almost 31% of their students are from foreign lands? And yet those countries, some not at all friendly to the United States, pay nothing toward their students' education, nor do they ever intend to, Trump wrote early Sunday morning on Truth Social. Nobody told us that. The president's comments come amid a battle between the Trump and the prestigious university for the administration's plans to revoke Harvard's ability to enroll foreign students. The president continued. We want to know who those foreign students are, a reasonable request since we give Harvard billions of dollars, but Harvard isn't exactly forthcoming. We want those names and countries. Harvard has $52 million, use it. And stop asking for the federal government to continue granting money to you. Harvard's endowment actually is $53 billion, making it the richest university in the world. According to a university's website, the endowment is made up of over 14,000 funds. The two largest categories of funds support faculty and students, including professorships and financial aid for undergraduates, graduate fellowships, and student life and activities. The administration also has alleged that the university coordinates with China in its foreign student programs. Harvard filed a lawsuit Friday in an effort to stop the administration's decision to prohibit the university from enrolling foreign students. As Breitbart News reported Friday, Harvard's suit portrays itself as an innocent victim for defying the White House's demands to end anti-Semitism on campus in coordination with the Chinese Communist Party. Related, students walk out of Harvard commencement in support of encampment protesters barred from graduating. With a stroke of a pen, the government has sought to erase a quarter of Harvard's student body. International students who contribute significantly to the university and its mission, Harvard argues in its suit, per an AP report. Without its international students, Harvard is not Harvard. A federal judge on Friday temporarily restrained the administration from canceling the school's student visa program while the lawsuit is adjudicated. The lawsuit argues that the ban impacted more than 7,000 student visa holders and the administration's action was a blatant violation of the First Amendment, the Due Process Clause, and the Administrative Procedure Act, according to its court filing. The Department of Homeland Security DHS acted to end Harvard's visa program after the university allegedly failed to provide behavioral records of student visa holders the agency had requested. DHS reportedly wanted footage of protest activity and disciplinary records of all student visa holders in the past 5 years to determine if they were involved in threats or trampling the rights of other students and faculty. The administration has already stopped nearly $3 billion in largely research grant money to the university. The administration argues that Harvard has not adequately responded to alleged campus anti-Semitism in protests and has not moved to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. Said DHS Secretary Kristi Noem in a statement, "This administration is holding Harvard accountable for fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus." Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other novels and nonfiction titles. See lowellcaulfield.com for more.